Sports Time Radio. All sports, all the time.
Calling this slow internet Thursday here on Sports Time Radio. I'm the Big Jack. With me is Dan the Man. If you'd like to call into the podcast, 646-478-3753 is the number to do that. If not, feel free to email us, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. Anything else you need, head on over to sportstimeradio.com. Now, you know, the blogs usually go up on Wednesdays and Saturday mornings, barring any odd circumstances like yesterday. So look for us to get back on track Saturday. I think we'll be okay. Of course, while you're at sportstimeradio.com, you want to hit that link and take yourself over to the Sports Time Radio Facebook page. If you could like that while you're over there, well, we'd greatly appreciate that. But don't forget, there's also the Sports Time Radio Twitter feed, which is at Sports Time Radio. Now, you can find Dan and I on Twitter as well. I am at Burke Time, and Dan the Man is at?
Dan the Man. The three E.
All right, Dan, I don't know if you managed to hunt this one down or if you saw this, but we talked about, you know, game five, Indiana and Cleveland last night, and the game was tied in the waning seconds, and Victor Oladipo's going to the hoop, and he gets his shot off, and it hits the backboard, and LeBron James blocks it. All right. Now, the interesting thing about this, Dan, is it was a goaltend because as a defender, you're not legally allowed to touch the basketball after it's made contact with the backboard because, because obviously it's got an opportunity to go in. LeBron actually ended up, the Cavaliers ended up going down the court and LeBron hit a game-winning three. So I don't know how much this really mattered or if it would have even affected the outcome. But, Dan, the NBA came out today and admitted that they missed the call and this should have been a goaltend. So here's my question, yeah. Dan. Who cares? Who cares, Dan? I don't care. Do you care?
No, that's why I'm not even – I haven't even tuned into a second of NBA playoffs.
Yeah, you know, I mean, this is clearly just more evidence to the case in point that they're going to do what they can to make sure LeBron makes it at least to the conference finals. If he happens to lose in the conference finals, I think the NBA would be okay with that. But he's not losing in round one to the Pacers. Bottom line, plain and simple. That's not going to happen, surprise. And you know what's weird is, like, I saw the play at full speed first, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's a goaltend. Well, they review everything under the sun in the NBA now, especially in the last minute of the game. No review, Dan, no whistle, no nothing. Cleveland goes down and wins. Now, again, maybe it wouldn't have mattered because this would have been a two-pointer for Oladipo, and LeBron did hit a three. So maybe it just ends 98-97 Cleveland instead of 98-95. But just the fact that the refs ate their whistle and they were too scared, or I think, Dan, the term I would use was instructed, I think that says a lot about how things go in the NBA.
It's a joke.
So... you know, just one of those, goofy things. And, you know, the sad part was, is it was a very well-played, close contest. And the fact that, you know, you've got referees making this decision or non-decision, because, again, let's face it, they're not calling that on LeBron. If it would have happened the other way around, Dan, do they blow the whistle?
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt.
Yeah, I agree 100% with you there. If that would have happened to LeBron, that whistle would have went off faster than me going to the fridge to get something to eat. So, but yeah, I thought that was just a a huge and complete joke when I saw it. I was like, you're kidding me, right? You know, because like I could see, you know, it was a goaltend at full speed, and I'm not a referee. I wasn't on the court. I was watching it on a large TV that Dan purchased me for Christmas a few years ago. So, you know, that's just kind of how it went for me. You know, then when they slow it down again, why they didn't go to replay? It's clear it's a goaltend. This is the rule. We all know this is the rule. Anybody with common basketball knowledge. Oh, but it's LeBron. We don't enforce the rules when it comes to LeBron. We're going to allow him to do this. And again, you know, I got to clarify, maybe it doesn't matter because he hits the three. I don't know if Indiana going ahead by two would have changed anything. So, you know, we'll see. But I just thought it was huge BS that, you know, no ref had the cojones to make a call on LeBron in that situation, even though it was clearly against the rule. And then I heard some jackass today, and I think it was that big turd Dan Lebatard, said that the shot LeBron hit was a move that Michael Jordan never had in his game. He dribbled to the left, past the top of the key, and made a three-pointer with the clock running down. Dan, did Michael Jordan not have that in his game? Because it seems like kind of a basic play with the exception of the clock running down.
Well, I think he forgot that one key factor. The clock didn't need to be running down because they already won the game.
That Lebatard is a gigantic turd and just shoots his mouth off without knowing much about anything? Oh, no, wait, sorry, that's something else. So actually, the only reason the guy still has a show is because his father is on it with him, and he saved it from being canceled by the Mickey Mouse Network years ago. So... but yeah, I didn't understand that at all. I mean, those are moves that I think you and I still have in our game, except I don't know if we could make the shot because I probably couldn't shoot the ball to 26 feet to get it from the 3-point line. I don't know about you. So,
I don't know. I haven't tried. I'm sure I can hit the backboard of the rim. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I could give it a good heave. Yeah, I could give it a good heave. I don't think it's going in, but I'll give it one hell of a try. But, yeah, I just thought that was just incredibly stupid analysis on, you know, yeah, he dribbled around a pick to the left outside the top of the key behind the three-point line and hit a jump shot. Wait, does Michael Jordan not have jump shots in his game? Oh, no, wait, he won the national championship for North Carolina with a jump shot. I believe at the time he set the records for most three-pointers in a quarter with his jump shot when he hit, like, six or whatever against the Trailblazers. So, I don't know, just, again, clueless, you know, clueless ass-kisser who wanted to, you know, blow LeBron while he had the chance, hoping maybe he'd come back to Miami and save that franchise. So, you know, and the other story that kind of got passed over with all this going on, the Thunder did get a win last night, but Dan, I was a little surprised to see that your guy Carmelo was on the bench during crunch time. Is this going to be Carmelo's new role? Is he not going to be a factor down the stretch in these games? What's the deal here? He's your guy.
Sadly, I think he's turned into Derrick Rose. I mean, how else can you explain it? Except for the
I don't know. Yeah, I was quite surprised when, you know, I was kind of watching that and they pointed out that Carmelo was on the bench and I was like, wow, wait, what's going on? I mean, you know, I thought he was still a quality player and, you know, he had something to give, but, you know, he's had a rough year and I don't know. I mean, do you think he would accept this role?
I don't think he has a choice. Part of a big three.
Yeah, and that was, you know, a lot of the headlines I saw, you know, they jumped all over that. You know, Thunder Big Three really too. You know, they're going to be all over those kind of fantastic, you know, little little catchphrases like that. But, you know, they did win the game. So, I mean, I'm sure he's happy about that. You know, they need to win game six to stay alive. They're still on the brink of elimination, so they got to pick up a couple more wins. You know, I don't know, Dan, maybe it's just because I've been listening to you all these years, but I mean, I still think he's a contributor. They can still find a role for him, can't they?
I think so, but I don't know. He doesn't have any defense. You know, the biggest factor, he doesn't pass the ball enough, but I don't think he has the shot as they used to. I mean, what we're talking 4 years ago, well, that I guess that was 13-14, so was that 3 years ago? I mean, he still had his stuff, and sadly, I think it's on a decline now. And, you know, you've got to wonder how much of the personal life has affected his game.
Yeah, I guess you do, you know, you got to kind of ask that, right? I mean, what's his, you know, the situation there or how it works out. But, I'm trying to remember, do you know off the top of your head how old he is?
No, but if you keep talking, I'll have it in a second.
yeah, because that's one of the I was trying to figure out is how, you know, how old. I mean, you know, obviously, I'm guessing he's 30 something. Oh, okay. So yeah, he's not even really that old.
He'll be 34 at the end of May.
So yeah, that's not old for NBA players, right? We don't think that's old, do we?
Well, I mean, he's on the wrong side at 30. We don't really have any 40-year-old contributors. You know, he's already been in the game for, geez, what is this, 16 seasons. I think he's just starting to run out of gas, sadly.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely, I mean, it's definitely been a long time. So it's not like, you know, he's a youngster. I don't know, you think it's taken a toll on him now after all these years?
It could be, and, you know, and sadly his numbers are dropping. His average points from the 2012, 2013, 2013, 2014, like I brought up, he went from 28.7, which is, I guess, one of the higher ones of that year across the league,
yeah.
And he's down to 16.2. You know, I don't know if they do a war for the NBA, but it's just so hard. I'm not used to looking at percentages or averages, so it's a little off on me. But, you know, coming into the season, he's only, you know, 3-point average is 2.2, and his 2 points are 3.9. So his percentage of shots is only 437 on the twos and 404 on the threes, which isn't bad. But he's just not taking as many, it looks like. And his free throw game is pretty down. But he's not even getting fouled.
Yeah, I don't – he hasn't really been driving to the hoop much. So, that's not really been a big part of his game anymore.
No,
do you have his contract status while you've got all that other info on him by any chance?
I have to scroll down a little bit more, but if you look at it this way, he signed with the Knicks in 2011-12 season, I think it was, or 12-13. It was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 seasons in, so it's got to be up soon. Sorry, the NBA for basketball reference is pretty long.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember when he.
I guess until next year. Next year's his last season.
Yeah, so he's got one more year on that deal then. So I guess the question kind of becomes after that, does he, is that it? Do you think he's done?
I think he's done. If anything, he gets a one-year deal to come off the bench. I mean, you'd have to really look at who would need whatever position he's in. You know, he went from the strong forward to the small forward to the power forward and kind of back again. So he's got the forward position, but I guess it would depend on who's looking for a guy. And, you know, with making $27 million this year, I'm assuming he's going to want to go to a contender. So maybe we'll see him play with LeBron if the Thunder terminate him. I gotta go to Spot Rack and check the actual contract there.
Yeah, because I, you know, you wonder, you know, does he, you know, would he sign with the Lakers to play with LeBron if that's where LeBron ends up? Or, you know, the new one, of course, is the 76ers. You know, that's a big one there. So, you know, just one of those, you know, fun things, but. Yeah, I'm just kind of wondering, you know, what's left in the tank. I mean, he can't be a number one anymore, right? He can't go somewhere.
Oh,
and,
no way.
Right? He you think those days are done for him?
Oh yeah, I mean, sadly though, I was off a year, so that's where it came in wrong. He re-signed with the. That was for the Yankees, the Knicks in the 2014-15 season. Yeah, right. So next year is his last season, and he'll be an unrestricted free agent.
Wow, and what's he making? So
next year will be $27,928.
That's not bad money if you can get it, huh?
No, I mean, if you look at it this way, that would have been money that should have gone to Kevin Durant.
Yeah, so, well, I mean, I guess on the plus side, you know, Melo has been healthy the past three seasons. Like, I did see he played in 78 games this year, and you wonder if those, you know, those four games were just rest. So, you know, and I mean, he shot the ball pretty well from the, you know, 47.6% from the field isn't bad in today's NBA. His free throw shooting has to improve. He was bad at 76.7. So, I mean, I guess there is some, you know, there's a skill set there, but like you said, he only averages 2.5 free throws a game. Not that he averaged a ton before, but, you know, for his career, he averages almost 7. So... Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he's one of these guys. Does he end up, you know, I don't know, as like a role player for, say, Golden State for a couple years, picking up a couple titles? Or, you know, the Rockets, something like that?
I think that's most likely. I mean, you know, with the situation Oklahoma's in, their payroll doesn't go down until 2021. Where it drops from 2019 from $173 million to $109 million. I can't get the number. I don't know the number on what the luxury tax or whatever they call it in the NBA is, but here we go. It looks like it's $100 million. That caps, they're $33 million over. So I mean. You know, and then they have Paul George and Carmelo through next year. So, you know, and with Steven Adams making $25 million on average for the next, from this year, next year, 2019-2020, they do not have any room to do anything. They can't sign anybody unless are able to trade. They're stuck. They're frozen.
Well, they'll have They'll just, the only thing they'll have is that veterans exception or whatever that teams are allowed to use then.
Oh, okay.
Well, it'll be interesting to see kind of how that shakes out for him, or you know how things kind of go. But yeah, you know, it'd be nice if he had a bounce back somewhere, and you know, because he never did win. You know, he was always the star in New York, but they were never close to winning a title. Mm-hmm. So you know, maybe he can sneak out with a ring somewhere along the way before his career. I mean, even with kind of a down year here, and maybe you know he's at the end of his career, he's still a first ballot Hall of Famer, right?
Oh yeah, I think so, but yeah, it depends on who's voting.
Yeah, you know, that's always the fun stuff there. But all right, you know, switching up here a little bit on you, Dan, I have to ask you if somebody looked into your past for stupid stuff you did in high school, would they find anything?
Not unless the high school gives out your detention record.
I have to tell you, to be honest, if somebody went back into mine, they would find a litany of stuff that myself and my friends did. Some we got away with, some we didn't get away with. There's actually I don't know if you remember these, Dan, but when McDonald's first introduced their playgrounds, they all used to have about an 8-foot statue of Ronald McDonald on it. And while they were constructing it by my house, before they were 24 hours and all that other kind of fun stuff, a few friends of mine and myself borrowed this statue, and you know, we were just gonna have fun. You know, we were just gonna have some fun with it. But the sad part was, the one guy made the mistake of telling his girlfriend, and that was like the old shampoo commercial that went, "Well, I told two friends, and she told two friends, and she told two friends," and yeah, it took about a day for them to catch up with us. That, and besides the fact that the tarp blew off it in my backyard, and when my dog went out, he went ape crazy, and my father found it. So, you know, little things like that. But, you know, I guess those aren't huge atrocities. But what I'm getting at here, Dan, is somebody did some research into Josh Allen's background. You know, he's the quarterback coming out of Wyoming, possible number one pick. And they found some tweets that he put out in high school where he was quoting some rap lyrics, but did not edit the N-word, Dan. He just wrote it down because it was part of the song lyric. And now there's a lot of speculation on if he'll possibly no longer be a high first-round draft pick because he tweeted out, in essence, Dan, song lyrics. Help me understand this.
I don't even know what to say.
You know, I mean, it's not like he said it. You know, he wasn't standing on the street corner or anything, dropping N-bombs or anything like that. It was just, you know, high school mischief, or I don't even know how you want to kind of look at it. But, you know, just a high school kid tweeting stuff out. I mean, maybe he liked the song. I don't know. You know, but to me, this kind of sounds like much to do about nothing. But you know how these guys are, Dan. They're going to take this and run with this, and it's going to be the biggest story this side of Montana, even though he went to school in Wyoming. I don't get this, Dan. I mean, are all these guys that clean going back to their high school days that they can say, "Hey, you could look at mine, and there's nothing there"?
I don't think so, but I mean, at the same time, if he does drop, does that just mean all the better for the team he drops to?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it could be a big break. Now, that was an interesting conspiracy theory, because I know you love these. The Bills are looking for a quarterback, but they've been unable to move up so far. And now there were some reports that maybe a team like the Bills or possibly the Cardinals had this released to possibly get him to fall some spots. Do you buy that?
I mean, it could be, but you know, with a lot of these reporters, they literally have nothing to do.
Yeah.
A lot of them are just headline grabbers, so they're looking for something.
You know, and obviously somebody took the time to do the research. I didn't even realize you could go back and look at all your past tweets like that. I guess that was probably a lot of work going through his account. But, you know, the Bills did manage to trade up to 12. The Cardinals are sitting at 15. You know, I don't know if he would slide that far or in reality, I mean, how much of a difference is this going to make? I mean, you know, I've posted a bazillion song lyrics on my Facebook page. Now, to be fair, none of them have included the N-word, but, you know, I mean, he basically probably just cut and pasted a lyric. That's what it was. So I don't think I understand all the fuss about this. You know, should this really be the big deal that it is?
No.
So.
Not one bit.
But yeah,
you know,
it just kind of.
It always made me wonder why, when we first started this podcast, you know, I used to follow Jeff Samardzija when he was a rookie, or you know, new into the league, and. You know, it was around the time when Instagram, the photo app, came out, and Samardzija posted, it was actually pretty funny. He's like, you know, Instagram, ha ha ha, that's what they used to call my roommate. You know, and I mean, it's a good one, right? It's pretty funny. Well, not too long after that, I noticed that he deactivated his account. So I don't know if that was part of it. You know, he was advised by an agent, like, hey, you shouldn't be making jokes like that or whatnot. I just went onto my account, and it only goes back to 12/4/15. So, but I don't know if when we started this podcast before that. So, but I don't know if we were into Twitter then before that.
Yeah, I don't remember. So. But, yeah, you know, again, I mean, it's just one of those, you know, wow, you know, somebody really had nothing to do, you know, and really did some searching. So, I didn't really, you know, especially, you know, because at first, you know, they left out the fact that it was song lyrics, and they made it, you know, to catch your attention and get you to want to know the story. They made it seem like he was out there, you know, throwing the N-word up on his Twitter account. And then somebody happened to mention that it was song lyrics. And it was like, okay, well, you know, Dan, I'm sure you and I have heard quite a few rap songs where they use the term. I know one of the songs that I believe it's Mr. Fantasy actually likes is Can an N-word Get a Table Dance? So... You know, you could go look that up. I don't know if that's the actual title of the song, but that's one of the main lines in it. So, you know, it's just something you live with in this day and age. And, you know, if it's a song lyric, I don't know if you could kind of crap all over them like they have been for this. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, how many songs do you know, Dan, with the N-word in it nowadays?
Every single one of them.
Yeah.
That isn't performed by a white person. It's not R&B.
All right. Well.
Or gospel. Yeah.
Let's move on here before I get us in a lot of trouble for you know something.
I just have one question though. Did it end with an A or an ER?
You know, I haven't seen the tweet, so I don't know, but I'm guessing if it's a song lyric, it was an A.
Yeah.
So,
I just left my final note or whatever you want to call it. You know, and he wasn't directing it at somebody, so I think they all just need to shut the hell up and chill out. And unfortunately, we live in a world where young kids are impressionable and they don't know the difference. So, meaning that they hear it every day, and all these songs that they purchase off of Apple Music or, you know, the Amazon Music or however they get their songs, and they get the unedited version because, you know, when you're a big badass high school kid, you're not listening to the radio version. You're listening to the unedited version. And when you hear that word being thrown out there every single time you turn on, you know, your music, it becomes part of what your language. So, I mean, if people don't want to hear that word anymore, maybe it shouldn't be used by anybody across the board.
Yeah.
So.
You know, definitely an interesting sentiment there. I'm not sure if it would ever happen, but hey.
Yeah, no. I mean, even a guy like Colin Kaepernick uses it.
Yep.
And he's used it in derogatory terms, oddly. But we're not allowed to talk about that.
No. We can't say that anything like that here. But all right, well, let's shift gears here, Dan, because you gotta talk me down or help me out here. You know, I paid a lot of money for Chris Bryant in the auction league. You know, he got hit in the face. They had the day off. He missed the entire series against whoever the hell they just played. He's out of the lineup today again. He's meeting with the team doctor. Do I need to be concerned?
Slightly, but I mean, why didn't he meet with the team doctor day one? Where the hell were they when he got hit? They weren't here, were they? They just
weren't
up
they
two
in Colorado?
Games in Cleveland. Oh, yes, they were in Colorado. Number one, again, it's what's today? Thursday? They were in Colorado on Wednesday? So, you know, Cleveland is farther east than Chicago. So if I do my math right, you know, I'll plug it into an algorithm to figure this out. But off the top of my head, I really believe that Chicago is in between Denver and Cleveland. So why the hell did he wait until today to meet with the Cubs team doctor? And number one, I'm sorry, with the way the game treats head injuries, this game, all the games, even including NASCAR, it shouldn't be just a matter of visiting your team's doctor. He should have been immediately seeing the Colorado Rockies team doctor. You know, when it comes to doctors and being affiliated with the teams, you know, it shouldn't be like a gang where you can't see the other guy's doctor. It should be almost more like the Red Cross, where you hold up, you know, your red flag and red and white flag, and then he gets to kind of take a look and give a diagnosis and a recommendation to, hey, don't fly with your team to Cleveland, go straight home to Chicago and see your doctor. So on that part of it, this is where I think the idiocracy comes into it. And, you know, I sometimes wonder if it's 2018 or 2018. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either, but, you know, like I said, I'm to the point now where I'm, you know, I was a little concerned, you know, I mean, like they, you know, like he got hit and I was kind of like, okay, you know, not too bad. You know, they've got the day off, you know, so we'll see. They did report that he did take batting practice today, but you know, he's not in the Cubs lineup. You know, like you said, he missed both games against Cleveland. You know, I'm just kind of like, now he's missing, you know, a third game against Milwaukee. I don't, you know, and, you know, the Cubs have been really shady with their information here. It's like, come on, man, tell us something. Because, you know, we're not getting anything.
Well, no, and,
so
you
know, I think that's kind of played into it, right?
Well, it's almost, maybe they're becoming more like hockey, you know, because you really can't speculate on stuff you don't know. You know, because, I mean, obviously, the first thing you're wondering is, you know, is he have some nausea? having vision issues. You know, the glasses took the brunt of the hit. Did something scratch, you know, an eyeball, cornea? But, you know, where are we going with this? Because I don't believe he's blind. Did he really need to be, you know, hugged and kind of carried off? He wasn't carried off, but he, you know, on his own accord, he walked away. But, you know, you can attest to that with concussions and such. I'm sure having some yourself and even witnessing me, which I could have had one, but we'll never know because I never went to the doctor. I got up and walked around on my own accord. I also sat next to you and probably drooled for an hour and a half. You know, I mean, there's so much we could say, but I think at this point, you shouldn't really panic, and maybe you could talk Sean Marks-Stu off the ledge, because even if it were the case where they might think he had a concussion, there's that 6-day protocol anyways. So I don't know, getting hit in the head and the face area, I think should automatically just be, you should just be put on that regardless and immediately be seen by a freaking doctor wherever you are. It shouldn't matter if you're at home or, you know, on the road in Japan, you're doing a opening series, you know, 3 weeks before the season starts.
Yeah, you know, definitely, you know, that definitely some cause for concern on, you know, well, any fantasy player who has them, of course, but the, you know, the Cubs as well, you know, that's a huge deal there for them. So, but yeah, it's just been kind of strange, you know, that we just, you know, we're getting nothing, you know, it's like, oh, okay, well, here's what happened. And then, well, everything seems to be fine. There's no real issue. But yet he's been out for days.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, I mentioned him kind of hugging. I think it was Madden and, you know, kind of being helped down the stairs a little bit. You don't know. Is it concussion syndrome? You know, in that sense, was it shock kind of kicking in? Like, holy crap, I could have just been, you know, knocked out for good. You know, and there's nothing that new little that, you know, that thing that Jason Hayward and Javier Baez and company all wear, wouldn't have protected him one bit. You know, you've got to wonder if we're going to see some kind of, and this is not a knock or a joke, but seriously, if we're going to see some kind of new, and which I'm surprised I haven't thought of this, to be honest with you, some kind of new sunglass type things you could wear for batting. Not only that, the helmet got hit and spun around his head. You know, those things aren't made out of freaking, you know, cotton. So that couldn't have felt good. And it did a complete, you know, turnaround. I had to watch it like 6 times before I'm like, okay, that really happened. When the ball hit the helmet, it spun around completely and came back to the front side again.
That may have actually hurt more than anything else, having a helmet spin around like that. That's not fun at all. So,
but I'll be back.
Yeah. Uh oh. So, all right. Well, as Dan Mosey off, then I can tell you here that, you know, I was down a day yesterday. I didn't get anything done for FanDuel yesterday with my computer situation, but I'm in a little better position now, so I was able to pump out a lineup here as we are, I believe we're live now. Let me double check. I think some of the games have started. Yeah, it looks like we did get rolling. I can tell you what I filled out and went with today. It is a late swap league, so if you got to get guys out, you still can. The only real pitching matchup I liked today was Chris Sale. So I went with that matchup. I thought that was the best one on the board. He was also the most expensive, but you got to kind of take the good with the bad in these kind of situations. So that's where I went there. My catcher is Wilson Ramos of the Tampa Bay Rays. He's hitting seventh. He cost me $2,300. Second base, I have Joey Wendell of the Tampa Bay Rays. I got two Rays back-to-back. I think I have a third Ray in my lineup, too. Wendell's hitting 60, cost me $3,000. I went with Yarvengis Solarte of the Blue Jays at third base. I'm surprised he's not a shortstop yet, but right now he's a third baseman. $3,200. He's hitting cleanup for the Jays tonight. My shortstop is Tim Anderson of the White Sox. He cost me $3,300. He's hitting second for the White Sox tonight. Another Ray here. So the Rays better have a good night or else I'm probably going to be in trouble. I got Carlos Gomez as my first outfielder. He cost me $2,700. He's hitting third for the Rays tonight. Next, I got Adam Jones of the Orioles, who cost me $3,100. He's hitting cleanup for Baltimore tonight. And then my final outfielder is Andrew Benintendi of the Red Sox. He cost me $3,800, but he's hitting second for the Sox tonight. And then my value play, this guy's supposed to be a big value play tonight. So I went with Danny Valencia of the Orioles. He's hitting seventh for them tonight. Cost me $2,200. So hopefully, now this was just a free roll they had, so I'm always willing to take a few more chances there. So just a quick recap. Chris Sale is my pitcher. I got Wilson Ramos at the catcher first base spot. Joey Wendell at second. Yarvengis Solarte at third. Tim Anderson at short. My outfield is Carlos Gomez, Andrew Jones, and Andrew Benintendi. And my utility guy is Danny Velasquez. Now, this league did start at 6:05, but it is a... it is a late swap league, so if you put somebody in and you got to get them out, it's okay. No issue there. And then, of course, I did play Home Run Derby. I missed a day. Obviously, I didn't hit any on the other day. But, I didn't have a good, real good feeling on anybody today. I know, obviously, looking at things, I should have went with C.J. Crone because he's already hit one for Tampa and they're up 2-0. But I went with Mookie Betts, who's leading off for the Red Sox, Manny Machado, who's hitting third for the Orioles. And then I went with Dan's guy, Javi Baez, because he's third in the Cubs lineup today. So I'm hoping maybe I'll kind of land something out of this. I haven't had a ton of luck here with this. So we'll have to see what's going on, or maybe I'll have a better night. One of those things, I just haven't had success with the home run guys. I don't know why or how or what it is, but, just one of those, one of those things. So we'll see if tonight's a better night. I was a little excited today. I logged on to FanDuel to see what was going on, and I noticed, and I'm sure the rest of you have noticed this, that they have now added NASCAR. Not only did they add NASCAR, but we have a free roll for this weekend. So I've got to make sure Dan jumps on and plays the free roll for NASCAR so he can get in there and get Clint Bowyer in our lineup. So that should be fun for him. I believe they are at Daytona this week, so it's an interesting place to start. So I was quite excited to finally see them getting on the NASCAR bandwagon. I had heard it before, and it was something they had mentioned they were going to do, but it took quite a while. I mean, we're already multiple races into the season, so that's a big plus, and it will be something that I will be very interested in partaking in. I mean, I enjoy NASCAR very much. So the fact that it is, finally on FanDuel, they found a way to, get some more of my money. I guess hopefully I'll have better luck with it than I've had with, baseball this season. It was one of those weird things. I actually started off pretty hot, but it's been, I think, 10 days since I've cashed in a baseball league. It's just one of those, one of those situations. I actually have to look at my history because I didn't bother to check how I did a couple days ago because all my computer stuff. So let me see. Oh, it does look. I did win 50 cents in a 25 cent league that I jumped in a couple days ago. So I'm trying to remember why I got in that league. There was something about that league that made me enter it. And I think it was the fact that it was just a quarter. So I got into it, but that was, I had a Kenta Maeda as my pitcher then. So that was a couple days ago. So, you know, my big guy paid off there. Here you go. I actually had Alex Avila. So haha, he had 31.4 points and I had him. Of course the winner had 241 points and won $1,000. I won 50 cents. So, and he had Alex Avila too, along with Andrelton Simmons, who hit two homers that day. So that's kind of how things work out in my world. I get 50 cents and some other guy cashes a grand. So welcome to being me. but yeah, hopefully I'll have some better luck tonight. I keep plugging away. I enjoy doing it. I think I've mentioned to you quite a few times here, I'm not spending big money on any of these games. You know, it's a buck here or a buck there. I think the most I've actually ever spent on a game was $2. So I'm just, you know, I'm not that guy. I'm not going to throw, you know, good money after bad or just money period with, you know, that kind of thing. It's just not my, you know, not really my style. And again, I enjoy playing it. I mean, I enjoy the whole fantasy realm of, you know, all the stuff. I get quite a kick out of it, but yeah, I'm just, I don't know, maybe I'm not brave enough. Maybe I'm, you know, too smart. However you want to look at it, but yeah, they're not gonna take a bunch of my money. I can't do it. Maybe if I was richer, you know, maybe that would be a something I would, you know, if I was Mr. Fantasy and I could afford it, you know, maybe I would throw a little more money around there, or, you know, if I was married to Dan's wife with all the money she makes. So, but yeah, just not going to happen, you know, at least for me. So, you know, that I just couldn't see doing that to myself. But hopefully, you know, you'll have good luck. I think we have you know, I think the weather is good throughout baseball, so that's also a big plus today. You know, so we shouldn't have to deal with any rainouts or any of that kind of stuff. So we'll you know, hopefully that works out. But yeah, you know, I wish you luck. I hope hope you guys cash. And again, you know, if you want to, you know, tell me how you handle FanDuel or however it works out, you know, shoot us an email, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. You know, that kind of, that kind of fun stuff that goes on, and, you know, we'll see how it works. But, you know, other than that, yeah, not much else going on there fantasy wise. So I have to get some wins. I know we did have, I think there was one early game, right? I believe the Cardinals ended up beating the Mets. Was it 4-3 in extra innings? I think Dan's guy Dexter Fowler won it with an RBI single or something. Let me see if I can hunt down some baseball scores here for us. Again, you know, I'm having just a wonderful slow internet day, so you got to kind of bear with me. I did see that Seattle put up 4 on the Indians early in that game. It's 4-0 in the bottom of the fourth, so maybe the Mariners will pick up a win here after getting some games against the young and up and coming White Sox. Is how we're gonna work that out. You know, we'll see how that goes for them. But wow, this is really slow. I can't believe how slow this is. You know, am I the only one who has these fun internet problems? Why do I seem like to be the only guy who gets this every once in a while, where his internet just like literally, you know, literally, like I was joking with Dan earlier, that literally dial-up speed is what it feels like it's moving at, you know, like when it made all the cool noises and stuff while you were signing in. So, you know, just one of those things. All right, let's see. Oh, we did have a couple finals. Here we go. Oh, more than I thought. The Braves beat the Reds 7-4. Was it Sean Freeman? Was that his name who got the win for the Braves? I think that was it. Willie Peralta took the loss, and Aroldis Vizcaino got the save there. The Pirates beat the Tigers 1-0. Vasquez got the win, and Alex Wilson took the loss, I believe. I'm hurting on names here today. The Yankees beat the Twins 3-0. That was actually a Gary Sanchez walk-off. Dellin Betances got the win, and sadly, Fernando Rodney gave up the walk-off and took the loss there. The Diamondbacks took it to the Phillies. This is the first game that I think wasn't close. They beat them 8-2. Matt Book got the win, and Blake Lively took the loss. Right? Is it Blake? I know she's the actress. Ben Lively. Blake Lively. Yeah, geez, I'm all over the place. And then, yeah, the Cardinals did beat the Mets 4-3 in 13. Gant picked up the win, and Seawald took the loss there. So, well, it is getaway day, right? Technically, it's getaway day. So we have, I mentioned, the Mariners are up 4-0 right now. We have the Cubs and the Brewers, the White Sox and the Royals, I think, are the only two games that haven't started. The Rays are ahead of the Orioles 2-0, and the Red Sox and the Blue Jays are 0-0. So, yeah, you're all caught up on who's playing where, as you can kind of get your baseball going. I don't know if anybody, did they have any games? Did the MLB Network have a game tonight, or was that, I know they had an afternoon game. So they had that going on. But other than that, yeah, I don't think they had much else. So obviously not a ton of games tonight. It is as many games in the afternoon as there were in the evening. So we shall see. But if you the pitching matchups tonight, in case I didn't throw them at you, James Paxton got the start for the Mariners. He was going against Mike Clevenger for the Indians. Chris Archer got the start for the Rays. He's going against Dan's guy, Dylan Bundy. It's Chris Sale from the Red Sox because I went with him in FanDuel. But he's going against Marco Estrada for the Blue Jays. Chase Anderson getting the start for the Brewers tonight, and it's Kyle Hendricks for the Cubs. And then for the White Sox, Lucas Giolito is getting the start, and the Royals are going with Jacob Junis. So I don't know if you set your lineups or you got your lineups one way or the other, but hopefully you are all set. So did you set your lineup, Dan, after you had all your pitching errors yesterday?
Oh, yeah. I don't want to talk about that. how come I couldn't have just not gotten in Clayton Kershaw, who's off to a fabulous start this year?
Well, those things, sadly, those things happen. Dan had a Black Wednesday. So
It wasn't the end of the world. I mean, I was still able to get all my other guys in, but I freaking missed out on Felix Hernandez and Justin Verlander, of all guys.
Yeah, and of course it has to be when they have really good starts too.
Oh, I know. Speaking of really good starts, I mentioned this earlier this week, or if the baseball season goes on, I really do make an attempt, especially during the week, to watch all the game recaps via MLB.tv, MLB app, however you want to find it. One of the biggest, I think, controversies that it's going to continue to grow here in Chicago is the fact that the Cubs chased down Yu Darvish over Jake Arrieta. Jake was kind of like the second plan or plan B, and I don't know if maybe that's fueling him, or he was listening to us in the off season talk about how he's not the number one and not worth what he thinks he's worth. He lit it up again last night. Did you happen to check any of that game out and his performance? I mean, I'll be honest, Jake Arrieta is looking damn good.
I actually did not check it out because I didn't have to. I just waited for the email. Because of course, you know the email came in that said the exact thing you just mentioned, that they should have signed Jake Arrieta instead of Yu Darvish. So
was he on that wagon the entire time?
Oh, no.
So
Jacksonville. No, he was like the rest of Chicago. He wanted Arrieta gone for the money he was asking for. So, you know, he fit in with just the rest of us who didn't think he was worth the money. So, but yeah, now that, you know, now that Jake is off to a pretty good start and Darvish is having some issues, you know, it's time for everybody to get on that bandwagon.
Now, is there something to be said about, you know, I guess it can go both ways, about missing training camp, missing that entire month? I mean, the Cubs didn't go deep until the playoffs last year. So for Jake himself, he was, you know, let's just make it easy and go. He was off November, December, January, February. I don't know really what he did in March, so we'll give him, you know, what is that, 4, 8, 12, 16. Let's just say 18 to 20 weeks he was off, you know, doing any kind of, I'm assuming he wasn't doing any baseball activities. I don't know what his training schedule is like in the off season. You know, the guys don't really talk about that stuff. You know, he wasn't down in Florida with Kyle Schwarber losing weight, hit balls, changing his diet and all that good stuff. But he looks good. You know, he looks good in that Phillies uniform, performing well for that team, which, you know, we've kind of been sitting back waiting for the Phillies to do something for the last couple of years. You know, is there something to say about missing camp? But then on the flip side, you go to Baltimore and Alex Cobb is 0-3.
Yeah. With an ERA over 10.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, not that we, you know, and don't get me wrong. I did not think that Jake Arrieta was going to go to Philly and suck. I didn't really have a whole lot of faith in Cobb to begin with. So I don't know, Big Jack, take it away.
Let's go with yoga. All right. You know, we know he's a big yogi. And, you know, maybe that's prepared him for these things. But I did have to, I know we're running short here on time. I had to ask you, don't forget, you know, FanDuel's got NASCAR now. They got a free roll. I expect to see Clint Bowyer in your free roll lineup for FanDuel. Okay. With Clint Bowyer in it?
I believe so. I don't remember.
And then the other thing I wanted to bring up, you emailed me this right away. We waited forever for Yahoo to get the baseball league organized so we could get it up and running and all that stuff. And it's April and the football leagues are already asking. But what the hell is that?
I mean, are they trying to give everyone enough time to get their 50 mock drafts in so you get that medal?
I kept asking you, you know, when's the baseball league going to come up, man? Are they doing baseball? What's going on? And of course, I get the renewal for football. Oh, all right. The music means it's time for Dan and I to go. But we'll be back tomorrow at 5:30 this all again. But while we're gone, you know the deal. SportsTimeRadio.com. Check out what's going on over there. Follow the link to the Facebook page and give that a like. But don't forget the Twitter feed, which is at SportsTimeRadio. You can find Dan and I on Twitter, too, if you want to look us up. That would be cool. As always, though, big thanks for listening live. It's really cool when you do that. But don't forget, you can go to TuneIn.com and listen to the podcast anytime you want.
Sports Time Radio.